or event. So if we are to apply that to God, it is a spiritual embodiment of an event or action of the Holy Spirit. John 14:21 says, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he is who loves me. And my Father will love him who loves me, and I will love them and manifest myself in them." End quote. So, if this says we obey his commands and love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, in Deuteronomy 6, 4-7, we will have his manifested presence in us. Moreover, there are events as well, as it is said. Many times, his presence is completely over an entire event. Some of these I will talk about in this chapter. Now, there is a major difference between his omnipresence and his manifested presence. As we know, omnipresence is being everywhere at all times. Quote, "Can any man hide in hiding places so I do not see him?" declares the Lord. "Do I not fill the heavens and the earth?" declares the Lord. Jeremiah 23:24. And the manifest presence of God, as we know, is an embodiment of someone or something in an action or event. In turn, this means, though,